Hey, man, take chances today. Take a chance today. Bet on your instincts. I never lost a game thinking, damn, I played too hard. Damn, I trusted my instincts too much. Let's go, man. Trust yourself. Make your plays.
McCown steps up in the pocket, and they sack him from behind. Malcolm Smith, they picked up the Raiders' second sack of the day.
Yeah, baby! Yeah! Let's go! Woo! I needed that, Kurt.
Malcolm Smith mic'd up on the road in that 27-20 win in Cleveland. I know you guys are on to Chicago, but let's go back for a moment. We should mic you up every game. By the way, there was a lot of action out there, and for you it was a great game to be 2-1 at this point. How does it feel? I know that you've been on a winning team before, but so young in the season to be kind of that underdog Raiders team.
I think it's great to get off to a good start. I think that was really important to us, you know, starting the season. And we're kind of just looking forward to seeing how we can progress.
So 7 tackles for you. You guys are still, Jack Del Rio, the message, there's a lot of work to do. Individually, what are you working on?
A lot of things. It's always something. I mean, especially depending on the matchup this week, we have Chicago, which has a really good running back, really nice tight end. So that'll be my focus this week, trying to match up with those guys.
Talk about Chicago's offense. Does it matter to you? Obviously, their signal caller, Jay Cutler, goes down, so there's a backup in place. Does that change your game plan or approach in any way?
I mean, we have to prepare for both. Jay Cutler's kind of a situation. We don't know if he'll be back yet. And I mean, we'd love to see him out there, but, you know, we've got to prepare for Clausen as well.
Let's go back to you joining the Silver and Black. Obviously, there was a time when you were hoisting a Lombardi, an MVP trophy at that. Takes a certain individual to wear the Silver and Black getup. What was behind your decision?
It's a great opportunity for me personally. You know, it's nice to get home back in California, be close to my family, and building something here. You know, it's trying to be something special, a place that hasn't seen, you know, some consistent victories in a long time. So it's a great personal challenge for me and my life and my football situation, so I just wanted to kind of take advantage of that.
You mentioned your family. You followed in your brother's footsteps. There was a time when your brother, Steve Smith, played in the NFL, and being the younger brother, what was that like for you, always kind of having to prove yourself? And now younger brother has grown up.
Right. I was always second. I was always getting the hand-me-downs, and I was always somebody's little brother. But it's nice now. You know, he gets to come to the game and kind of take that role and be cheering me on. So it's good. It's gone both ways, and we just appreciate each other.
Now, off the field a little bit, before we get into the 5 personal questions, because that's something I enjoy doing each week, getting to know you guys a little bit. You mentioned that you're from California. It's also important for you to volunteer in the community. What have you been up to lately?
Well, we actually have our first Bay Area event. My brother, our foundation is the Smith Bros Play Foundation, and we'll be having a kind of a Shark Tank deal with a company called 500 Startups down in San Francisco. So it'll be our first event, kind of get some kids and put them in a situation to present their entrepreneurial skills.
All right, so here we go. 5 questions. You ready for this?
Yeah.
We get personal here. Best movie that you've seen recently? Can be a rental, can be in the theater, could just be at home on Netflix, whatever works.
Actually, not in theaters yet. The Martian. I saw a pre-screening. It was very
good. Did you see that?
I know some people.
Come on, these are your LA ties?
Nah, it's just couple Bay Area connects that I had a good time. I went down to the theater.
And that's with Matthew McConaughey, right?
Matt Damon.
Same to me. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so best dancer on the team. I know that we've seen some sack dances lately. Who would you say has the best skills?
We have a lot. This is the most dancing team I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, in the history. I'd have to say either DJ Hayden or Ray Ray Armstrong.
Your first job ever?
Christmas tree salesman.
That's impressive. Frosting. So what is your ideal tree?
I'd say a 7 to 8 foot noble fir, frosted.
Your favorite athlete or celebrity growing up?
Barry Sanders. I always thought I was going to be a running back. I always thought I was going to be like Barry Sanders. I guess I outgrew him, and his skills are just kind of another level.
All right, final question here. Music on your iTunes playlist. So if we were to break down a playlist, what gets you going? It could be your pump-up music, your relaxation music. What's your favorite go-to songs?
I've got a lot, but I'd say I'm a big Kanye West fan, so I listen to a lot of Kanye and R&B. You know, I'm always kind of crooning by myself, but yeah, that's it.
All right, wait, crooning. So singing
just
by yourself. What about...
Crooning.
right here. Any tunes that we can hear?
By myself. No, not singing.
All right, keep it private, but keep those plays on the field. Thank you so much. Good luck on the road again. Up next, we're going to hit the road. Jim Plunkett and I are going to look ahead to the Chicago Bears.
Typically with a three tight end set, it's a run dominant formation. But Cutler wants to find ways to get his tight end the ball.